In 1941, on December 7th, during World War II, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, which was in the U.S. This made Japan an enemy in the eyes of the U.S. Because Canada was allied with the U.S. at the time, Japan became Canada's enemy too. During this time, the BC government felt like they needed to take steps to protect themselves from Japan. So, the BC government went to the Canadian government, and it was mutually decided to, first off, stop Japanese immigrants from coming to Canada, and to try and isolate the Japanese Canadians who were already here from the rest of the population. To do this, the Canadian government implemented curfews that only affected people of Japanese descent. They had to be in their place of residence by sunset and remain there until sunrise. Next, the Canadian government sent the Royal Mounted Police to go through Japanese-Canadian residences to confiscate any guns, ammunition, radios, radio transmitters, explosives, and cameras. Shortly after, all Japanese-Canadians' cars and boats were impounded. Soon, Japanese-Canadians were forcefully taken from their residences. Men were separated from women and children. Families were scattered across the country to internment camps. The men who were healthy and could work were kept in Vancouver, more specifically Hastings Park, where Playland operates today. The conditions that they had to live in were inhumane. There was no running water, no electricity. There were high risks of diseases as everyone was packed so closely together. Their dormitories were in barns, and they bathed and drank out of horse troughs. Women and children were sent to the interior and were housed in small communities. Each house had two tiny bedrooms and one very small living room. When Japanese Canadians were taken from their homes, they were told they could bring whatever they could carry. What the Japanese Canadians did not know at the time, but what we now know today, is that everything that was taken away from them, houses, boats, cars, personal items, were sold off by the Canadian government to fund the Japanese internment. On April 1st, 1949, all Japanese Canadians were released from internment with no laws and no restrictions. The internment that the Japanese Canadians had to go through cast a shadow on them when they re-entered society. Since all of their items and possessions had been taken away from them before internment, they had to rebuild their lives from nothing. On September 22, 1988, the Canadian government formally apologized through the Redress Agreement. It was signed by Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and Art Makiki, President of the National Association of Japanese Canadians. It was an acknowledgement of the wrongdoings of the Canadian government and a way to make sure that it never happened again. It also gave $21,000 to the Japanese Canadians who were put into the internment camps as a form of compensation. What the Canadian government did to the Japanese Canadians was completely unjust. Even though most of the Japanese Canadians had already been living there for generations, or had even fought in World War I for Canada and were decorated war veterans, they were still sent off to internment camps, just because of their heritage. The conditions were cruel and barbaric. As you consider what you've learned today about Japanese internment, how will you continue to learn about this dark topic in Canada's history and educate others so that history does not repeat itself?